You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. It's just so good to be in the
God. God bless you.
Praise God.
Amen, amen. We bless God this morning. To God be the glory for the great things he is doing. And God is still in control no matter what's going on around us. And it get a little interesting sometimes. But we just have to realize that don't nothing catch God off God. He's still in control. And so we have to be mindful of that. And as we see the outages and the planes and stuff grounded and just all kind of hacking. That's all it is. It's our system. It's being hacked by other countries. So, and we know who they are. But we just have to keep walking by faith. We have to put our trust in God because there's some times coming that we have to be prepared for. And we as the body of Christ, as the kingdom of God, the body of the bride, we have to be prepared. We've got laxed, we've got comfortable, and we need to get on our guard. We need to put our war clothes on. We need to do like Ephesians 6 is talking about, put on the whole armor of God and be ready to do war, because we at war, and we gonna be at war until Jesus cracked the sky. And if he tarries, we all gonna have to go that way. We all gonna have to lay down and rest in the soil, but Jesus is still in control, and we're going to have to walk by faith because we got some stuff coming. We got some stuff coming, y'all. We're going to have to stand on faith, and the Bible says that when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Will he find faith? That's the only thing that's going to get us through. We're going to have faith and trust in God. We're going to have to believe God, because if we don't believe God, and we're going to fall by the wayside. And that's just the truth of the matter. And that's what I'm opening up with. We are not prepared for what is coming. And we need to get prepared right now. We need to get into this word. We need to get in the face of the Lord. We need to build a relationship, an intimate, close, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because that's the only thing that's going to save us. And that's what we're dealing with today. In this book of Galatians, I left off on it last time, but I'm going to pick back up a little bit down from where I left off at. But let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just bless you and magnify you right now, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise because you're worthy. God, you are God that sits high and look low. We just thank you right now. Thank you for all that are under the sound of my voice. Lord God, we give you praise because you're worthy. We bless you right now for your son Jesus and the sacrifice that he gave for us, that we might be saved, that we might have another opportunity to be in right standing with you, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us, that comforter that Jesus left us to show us the way, to strengthen us, empower us to do what you've called us to do. And Lord, we don't take it for granted that you put your word in our mouth. Lord, let your word go forth now with power and simplicity, that the least of them will understand it. Lord, that someone will come saying, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. Lord, that someone will be healed. You sent forth your word and you healed them. Healing is the children's bread. Lord, we just thank you this morning for healing virtue being poured out right now over the airwaves, Lord God. We thank you and we take authority right now over these airwaves, that the enemy will not be able to steal this word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, we thank you right now for those that run this radio station, Lord God, the technicians, the men and women of God, who make it happen. Lord, bless them. Continue to anoint them. Empower them, Lord God. The owners of this radio station, continue to bless them, anoint them, empower them. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. All the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, and ministering, prophesying, and singing songs and hymns over these airwaves, Lord God, continue to anoint them, prop them up where they're leaning, strengthen them where they're weak, Lord God. Give them provision for the vision. Lord, touch right now in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for my family, Lord God, the Pope family that is in town right now, Lord, for a family reunion, Lord God. It's just good to see them. We've had a lot of loss in the family, Lord, but it's just so good to see them. Continue to bless them, keep them, Lord God. Grant them traveling grace and mercy to and from this place, Lord God. We just thank you for them, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we're just so grateful to be here. I've been traveling for the ministry. We were in Atlanta all last week, and we had the Mantle Conference with my apostle Joshua Giles out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we were at the State Farm Arena, and it was revival. It was 20,000 plus people on one accord, one sound, one intention, just hungry for God, and it was revival. Revival broke out. Folk were healed, baptized, set free. In the name of Jesus, it was amazing. And we just thank God that I was able to be a part of that. And it's still going on right now. And it's going to be going on because we are in revival. We are in revival. Jesus is soon to crack the sky. We got a lot of stuff on the horizon, but God is still in control. And we have to stand firm because we are in his hands. When we are in Christ, we're in his hands. And a devil in hell can't snatch us out. So we have to be mindful that Christ is still Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing is still in control. And we have to be mindful of that and don't let nothing make us turn to the right or the left. But we need to keep our focus on Jesus. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. Walk by faith. And that's what we're dealing with this morning. And I read last time 11 through 16, but I'm going to read 15 through 16, and then I'm expound on it a little bit. And it reads thus from the King James Version. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. And not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen. Amen. And when Peter come into Antioch, Paul, the apostle Paul, is putting him on notice. And see, Antioch was the largest city of the Roman province of Syria. And it was the center of missionary outreach to the Gentiles in Asia Minor. So this was a major deal. And Peter was there. Peter was being a hypocrite because Peter would fellowship with the Gentiles. He would eat with them. But when those that came of the party of the circumcision, those that were sent by James from Jerusalem, when they come into town, then Peter would immediately abandon them. And so Peter was straddling the fence. Peter was being a hypocrite. So Peter was preaching the word, but he wasn't living the word. And see, we have to be mindful of that. We have to walk this thing out because we already have the victory in Christ because he got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. We already have the victory in Christ. We're already seated with him. God has already caused us to be seated with him in heavenly places. So if we are seated with him, he took his seat at the right hand of the Father when he said it is finished, when the work was done on the cross, when he had redeemed us, snatched us out of the pits of hell. When he had redeemed us, he sat down. So if we are, God has caused us to be seated with him in heavenly places, that means it's already done. And that's the word, it's already done. We don't have to worry about it, but we do have to walk by faith because the enemy's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to knock us off our square, and we need to stand in faith. We need to stand by faith because the work is already done. We're seated with him. That means we already have our place. We have that vertical connection with heaven, with Jesus. So we're working on this horizontal relationship with all these souls that are on their way to hell. That's what we're working on. And we have to compel them to come. And we have to tell them the truth. And Peter was straddling the fence. They were still caught up in the circumcision. And that is not a requirement for the Jews, yes, because they were still in works. And really, they were living in sin. Because if you're still trying to put Christ in works, it don't work. So we are saved by grace through faith. And we have to stand on that faith. That's our faith in Jesus Christ. That's how we're saved. It ain't nothing that we can do to earn it. So we can't boast about it. Huh? We can't boast about it. And this is what the Apostle Paul is telling Peter. Look, you can't straddle the fence because you have to be circumcised in your heart, not physically. You have to be circumcised in your heart, and you have to receive that grace from Jesus Christ, and you have to walk by faith. It is through faith. It is by grace through faith. That's it. We can't earn it. We ain't good enough. Our best ain't nothing but filthy rags. So this is what the Apostle Paul is telling Peter. Don't be a hypocrite. They're watching you. They're watching us right now. When we're going through, if we're not walking by faith, if we're not still holding up the bloodstained banner and lifting up the name of Jesus, the Bible says that if he be lifted up, he gonna do the drawing. So all we have to do is lift up the name of Jesus and preach the word, teach the word, minister the word, prophesy the word. The word is gonna draw them. And our lives is the best sermon that we'll ever preach. How we're living, they're gonna be drawn by the words of by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So we have to tell them what Jesus has brought us through, what the Holy Spirit has empowered us to endure as a good soldier. We have to endure as a good soldier, because I told you before, we at war. We at war. The enemy's trying to snatch all the souls he can and take them to hell with him. Because he knows, Satan knows that there's no redemption for him and those fallen angels. That's what hell was created for. It wasn't created for man, but it's enlarging daily because man's heart is hard. And he's choosing to follow Satan instead of Jesus. So in that case, you're going to be in a burning hell. And that's not God's intent for us. That's not his will that any should perish. But all would come to redemption. All would come to repentance and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's why he's long-suffering. That's why he's tarrying. He's long-suffering. He wants all the souls he can to come into the kingdom. And the enemy's fighting for souls are hanging in the balance. At the end of the day, everything we do is to lead folk to Jesus. Lost souls. Lead folk to Jesus. People are dying and don't know Jesus. In hell, they're going to lift up their eyes. That's a terrible thing to live here on this earth and catch hell and then lift up your eyes in hell. And so the apostle is telling them, look, and he's addressing the church in Galatia also, but he pulled Peter to the side with a sidebar. And he said, look, you a Jew, I'm a Jew. But the reason that Jesus used the apostle Paul to preach to the Gentiles and to bring in the Gentiles is because the apostle Paul had dual citizenship. He was a Jew and also he was a Roman citizen. So he could go in wherever and compel them to come. And he's telling him, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. And we were just talking about that. There ain't nothing you can do to earn this. And nothing, including being circumcised. And that's what the Jews was telling them. Look, you got to be circumcised in order to be saved. That ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to be circumcised in your heart. It's a spiritual circumcision. That all that, the vices and all the sin is being cut away from your heart when you receive Jesus and let him into your heart. That's what it's all about. And it's by grace through faith. You can't earn this. It's a gift from God. So your best ain't good enough. No matter what good deeds you do, unless you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not be saved. And that's the truth of the matter. That's the truth. It is written right here in the Word. He said, but by faith of Jesus Christ, the God kind of faith. You got to have the same faith Jesus got. Jesus knew that it was bitter. It was a bitter cup he was going to have to drink to stay on that cross. But love kept him up there, arms stretched wide, that whosoever will, let him come. Let him come. Do you realize what he went through for us? He was beaten and abused and spit on and degraded and shamed. For us, he who knew no sin became sin for us. And yet, while we were yet sinners, he died for us and did nothing wrong. The law, none of us could keep the law. The only one that could keep the law was Jesus, because he knew no sin. In the garden, when they was coming for him, the chief priest, the church folk and the Roman soldiers, they had to sit the Roman soldiers come get him, because he was shining a light on them being hypocrites. They were beating people up with the law. Nobody could keep the law but Jesus. And Jesus said, yes, Satan is coming. He told the disciples, but he has nothing in me. And that needs to be our testimony. Yeah, he's all around. He's the prince of the air. But God has given us dominion here through the power of the Holy Ghost. We have dominion. We have to walk in our dominion. We have the power. When Jesus came, we redeemed the power. We got the power back. We became in right standing with God because of what Jesus did. He redeemed us back and put us in right standing. There was nothing we could do to get back in right standing. In the garden, we was in right standing because we was walking in the glory of God. We were walking in the cool of the day. And I say we because we were in humanity. We was in Adam and in Eve. We were in there. We were birthed out of the loins. We were there. We were there. And the reason why they said that they hid themselves because they was naked, because they were covered with the glory of God before, until they sinned. When they sinned, the glory left them. The glory left them. So they were created to live forever. And you heard me say this before. And not only that, because of the glory, because of their diet. Their diet. Because he told them, don't eat of that tree. Every other tree you can eat of, but don't touch that. And see, disobedience caused sin to come in. And that's why the glory fell off them, and they knew they were naked. They were naked before, but the glory, the shroud covered them. Huh? The glory of God covered them because they walked with God. They was in fellowship with God. And they didn't die because they was like God. They were made and created. They were created and made in his image, in his likeness. So they had the power. What the enemy was trying to tell them is, look, you're going to be, he told Eve, you're going to be like God. You already like God. Adam just named everything in the garden. He just named it all. And what he said it was, that's what it was. So you already had creative power. Just like God, he created everything with the words of his mouth. He framed the worlds. But he took the time and formed man with his hands. That's special. So that tells you right there, you're like God. So you had that. So Jesus had to come and redeem us back. Redeem us back. So you need to take your rightful place and walk in the dominion and the authority that you've been given in the name of Jesus. It's all in Jesus. You have to be in Jesus. If you're not in Jesus, it's not going to work. You're not of this fold. If you're not a part of the kingdom of God, if you're not a part of the body of Christ, you're not living for Christ, if you're not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're not in Christ, and you have to be in Christ for it to work. That's the only way it's going to work. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ. He's letting them know, look, it's not only y'all. God is no respecter of person. We had to believe in Jesus Christ in order for us to be doing what we're doing. In order for us to tell you, we had to believe. Everyone has to believe. You have to believe. You have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Ain't no other way. New Age gonna tell you it's all other kind of ways to get there, but there's no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if anyone come preach you any other gospel, they are cursed. They are cursed. You understand what I'm saying? And so we have to be mindful that we don't pervert the gospel. We don't twist the gospel. We don't add to it. We don't take it away. We got to give it to them just the way it is, raw and real. No chaser. No chaser. No chaser. You got to give it to them raw and real. And the Bible, the words, this is Jesus. The gospel will draw them. The gospel is going to do the work. So we just need to give them the gospel. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ. Ain't no exceptions. We all have to believe. We all have to go this way. That we might be justified by the faith of Christ. So we're justified also. We ain't no better than you. And the Apostle Paul was letting the Apostle Peter and James and all the rest of them know, look, and the church at Galatia, he was letting all of them know, look, I have come by commission of Jesus Christ. Jesus has commissioned me and sent me out to the Gentiles. So you didn't give me the word. You didn't give me the authority. It all comes from Jesus. So I'm not trying to please man. I'm not trying to please man. I'm trying to save man through the help of the Holy Ghost, through the help of this word. I'm trying to save man. I'm a conduit. Only Jesus can save, but I'm the vessel that he's using to get man saved. And Peter them, because I'm sure the rest of them was doing it too. But I'm sure that we don't know if James was a part of it or not, but they come under the authority of James, but they were being hypocrites and they were trying to be people pleasers. They were trying to please man. Because when it says when Peter knew that they was coming, Peter fled from and was eaten by himself. So he was being a hypocrite when they wasn't around. So he was trying to please the party of the circumcision, the ones coming in from Jerusalem. He was trying to please them instead of doing what Jesus had commissioned him to do. And we can't be concerned with man. Man is fickle. Sometimes he feel like a nut. Sometimes he don't. And when I say man, I'm talking to man and woman. I'm talking about the human creation. I'm saying that we have to be mindful that we're not here to please man. We're not here to please man. We're here to please God. We have to do what's pleasing to God. And that's all that matters, because I want to hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." And when he say that, he's not talking to the Gentiles. He's not talking to the unbelievers. He's talking to those in the church that are hypocrites, that you're doing your own thing. Huh? You're people pleasing and propping yourself up, putting yourself on a platform. Huh? Lifting yourself up. Those are the ones. He's talking to those in the church. He's not talking to those unbelievers. He's talking to those in the church when he say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You did it in my name, but didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we preach in your name, teach in your name, cast out demons?" No. You did what you wanted to do. You didn't do what I commissioned you to do, what I assigned for you to do. You was doing it your way. And see, that's what the law of Moses come in at. You living by the law. And you can't live by the law. The letter killeth. Huh? The letter killeth. You can't live by the law. We couldn't keep the law. But grace, we're in the dispensation of grace through faith. And that's the only thing saved us, by grace. God had mercy. He had grace on us. His unmerited favor. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. But he gave it to us because he loved us just that much. For God so loved the world. He loved us that much. While we was in our mess, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to live forever, but I don't want to be tormented, because heaven is real, and hell is real. And so you're going to spend eternity somewhere. You have a choice to make. And just look around you and see how chaotic and crazy things are. But revival is still breaking out. Revival is in the land. God is in control. He's touching hearts. And that fire is breaking out and it's spreading. It's contagious. So we have to be a part of that fire. Huh? We have to be a part of that fire. We can spark flames all over for Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to do, because we don't want to spend eternity. Just think about this now, y'all. If you're wrong about this thing, if you're not following Jesus, if you've not come into the fold, if you're not part of the kingdom of God, and you're doing your own thing, and it's not going to last forever, it's temporary. But eternity is forever. When you close your eyes and you leave this place, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. Now, if you're wrong about this thing, that's a long time to be wrong. Just think about that, being tormented, wailing and gnashing the teeth. I'm talking about for a long time, for eternity. That's a long time. So we have to be mindful of that and get right. Get right with Jesus so we can go home. This is not our home. We're just pilgrims and sojourners passing through this barren land. And we're trying to take all the souls. We're trying to lead all the souls to Jesus. Point them back to Jesus. That's our job. Point them to Jesus. He can save them. He can heal them. He can deliver them. He can set them free. We're just conduits that he uses. He uses us for his glory. To God be the glory for the great works he has done and yet he's doing. So we have to be mindful of that. Don't get twisted. Don't be bamboozled and hoodwinked. Don't let the enemy trick you. Don't let the enemy trick you. Don't let him trick you, because he can't give you nothing. He can't create nothing. You have more creative power in your tongue than the enemy, and he can't create nothing. Only thing he can do is tear down and destroy. So just be mindful of that. Until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Walk by faith. Don't be troubled by what you see. Don't be troubled by what you see, because you're going to see a lot of things that are going to want to make you give up. But don't give up. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Encourage somebody. Pray for somebody. Strengthen. Build them up. Edify. Exhort. Comfort. That's what prophesying is all about. Just lift up the name of Jesus, and he'll do the drawing. He'll do the drawing. So don't be encouraged. Be encouraged. Just remember, until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for such a time as this, I pray divine protection over President Trump and everything pertaining to him in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this is a new time. I blow the shofar.